Phil.
This is Phil
2. I'm Phil 2. You can refer to me as that for the rest of the night if you like. And this is the second edition of Off-Broadway, and we're not actually Off-Broadway tonight. We're off-Main.
Right?
Main.
Yeah.
Main Avenue.
For asbestos.
Asbestos.
Emphasis on the ass.
Lots of ass.
Because asbestos. Super Asbestos. It was called Super Asbestos, but now that they're in a new building, it's Super Asbestos because there's more of an abundance of ass than there was at the previous location.
I'd have to say Brian's ass is the nicest.
He's got a nice ass.
He's a little boy ass. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Some better?
Shit. We got... Can you say shits on a... on this... Is this isn't FCC sanctioned or anything? Shit, shit, shit. That would be... 3 times would be several. So, are we going to crouch here by one microphone?
Brian's pointing me a chair. I think
so. All right. We're sitting here at Jim Zespi's Super Asbestos Studio. The Diesel Laboratory. The Diesel Lavatory. This is Fargo's most, most recognized studio location, and Jim can't even afford to leave the water on his toilet.
It's a fine toilet, though. I used it.
I used it.
It's better than the Yachting toilet.
All right. Now, the first thing I'm going to say about this broadcast is that this background music has got to go. We've got to just get rid of the damn background music because it drives me fucking ape. Can you say fuck on internet radio?
Fuck.
One member of the band has left, I guess.
Okay.
He was offended by that last remark.
By the word fuck?
Yes. Fuck.
All right.
The second thing we'd like to mention is that Yatsin has absolutely no radio training. So
he used to DJ at KMSC, right?
Actually, I did with Brian.
That was at the same time I DJed at KMSC.
Was it?
Yeah. So we've got some...
Wow.
This is a KMSC,
like a reunion.
Reunion show. This is back in the days when KMSC actually, sucked. Well, I guess it sucks now, too. We got Chad James in the studio here, too. You might recall him from last week if you're a repeat listener.
Were you on last week?
Yeah, I listened to him. Didn't you listen?
I had a severe headache. I could not...
You didn't even listen to the repeat broadcast?
No, I haven't. And I was pretty sure June's voice would give me a worse headache, so I had to avoid listening.
Okay, we got background music again.
I'm all about the background.
I'm not about the background music.
I don't want to just hear your voice.
I don't know. I guess we can do the background music.
You guys want to
but
play?
I'm going to work for this to get rid of it. What?
You guys want to play some live stuff? I've got a bunch of live recordings.
The band live? Dolphins Cry? That's fun.
Actually, the guy in live makes me think a lot about Chad.
What?
There's a lot of striking similarities there.
Well, apparently they're both gay.
Gay.
Okay.
Hey, Jim, can you hand me that Miller High Life down on the floor there?
Thank you. That's a couple hundred for coaching six right there. The next hundred goes to Super Asbestos. Yacht Team's got dibs on the next sponsorship.
Mountain Dew.
This microphone's horrible.
Right. So what are we going to talk about, Phil?
I don't know.
What?
Oh, my microphone was taken away.
Well, we can share.
The beauty of internet streaming radio. Any two schmucks can get on it.
We've got three Yacht Team staffers in the room right now. Because
well, two and a quarter, really.
Two and a quarter?
Yeah, I don't know if he qualifies as
Brian Evslog.
Brian Evslog.
He's a member of Mothmas.
And Mothmas also happens to be the studio guest tonight.
And they are a Super Asbestos recording artist.
What's up with the ass?
You guys want to play some live stuff? Well, as long as it's from the first album. That one song, I don't know anything off the first album.
I've got some Live Control B and some Live Shana Na, whichever you guys prefer.
Well, let's play some.
Would that
live
be Shana Na with Bowser or Shana Na?
Let's play some live scene Nana. See what that sounds like. Is that in Grand Forks?
Yeah.
I noticed that he gave props to Grand Forks on his Mary Lou Lord split.
What'd you
say? I like the Grand Forks song. And the Lucky Jeremy song is good, but he does it so much like Belle and Sebastian, it's kind of easy to make fun of.
I gotta say, I love Lucky.
Well, I'm not going to get into that right now.
These headphones make my head sweat.
This is about, as Ryan Anderson said, this is about scene unity. So we can't make fun of anybody on here.
Oh, well then, I probably shouldn't be here.
Yeah, what the fuck am I doing here?
You guys want to do some Shana
Na? Yeah, scene nay nay, isn't that how it's pronounced?
I'd rather do one of those dancers we saw tonight, Phil. What about you?
Yay!
You guys up in Northern?
No,
we weren't at the nudie bar.
Liars.
Here's some Shana Na from Grand Forks, what, Saturday?
Check, check, check. Hey, thanks. Anyway, I wanted to thank Chris and him right there for setting up this show for everybody. And Cafe Cosmos for having it. Triangle in June. Yeah. And thanks for bringing this PA, the beautiful system that I'm now hiding behind. Like, I don't have any fans on. Never thought I'd see the bottom, but this time I do. Even got the laugh at you when you walk in. You want me to see you still rising through my door.
talk about now? I hear that Aaron Esterby of Jupiter Lander is
in the house.
Fargo's number one metal band. I think I've actually been quoted as saying that.
Really? Where did you do that?
I may have done that in a Yachting column.
Oh. Would that be www.yachting.com?
Exactly. Well, it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's. I think people should be proud of being called metal, you know? There's not enough metal bands out there. I think Jupiter Lander does. I don't think it's really traditional, like, you know, Hessian metal, really. It's more like Fu Manchu, bell-bottom band metal. And, yeah, it's like teardrop window in the back of the van with a waterbed and maybe a disco ball in there or something. That's the kind of metal I'm talking about.
Well, I think, you know, it's more like Fat Kid metal. Yeah. That's the only band that sounds like Fat Kid.
So is there, how many shows have you played at the Bowler so far?
Oh. We played one at the Bowler.
That's the only one I've seen. Well, no, I take that back. I saw you at Ralph's, which was shortly after the Bowler show.
Well, seems like all we can do is play Ralph's. So.
Yeah. Well, you're better off there.
Nobody is better off at Ralph's.
I really appreciate that.
I'm going to have to claim complete ignorance on this whole Jupiter landing thing.
So are you willing to go on the air about I heard from you one time in a drunken stupor that you had sent the demo or something to Man's Ruin.
Yeah, it didn't really work out as good as I thought it would be. I sent a live 3-song demo to Man's Ruin, and, you know, they kind of they emailed me back, which was, I guess, good. And they said, hey, thanks for sending the demo. It's about it.
Well, that's pretty cool they said thanks. At least they didn't say, why the hell did you send this to them?
Well, we're a lot better now.
So, I don't know, like, have you heard the new Nebula yet then?
Yeah, I have. Big fan of Nebula.
That's what I, you know, I'm talking about Stone Rock.
Yeah.
Drugs aren't cool? Chad James wants to go on the record as saying drugs aren't cool.
And that would be Chad James, Yachting's new whipping boy.
New whipping boy?
Yeah, that Orange 17 thing, they're just not funny anymore.
See, the reason I don't like this jazz music is because it doesn't allow for uncomfortable silences. When there's uncomfortable silences, you've got to talk, or else this show sucks. And I can sit here and wonder what the hell I'm going to say in that.
This is actually Chad James playing jazz, though, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is Mothmas?
I believe no. It's another offshoot side project.
This is like how Nation of Ulysses did the jazz tune. Mothmas plays freestyle
jazz.
Yeah, keep on.
We're at the beautiful Super Ass Festa Studio.
Diesel Lab.
Oh, sorry.
I guess he's not going for brand name recognition.
No,
here.
He hasn't
changing his brand every 5 seconds ago. This is the first.
We're in a totally different studio.
He has not taken the Branding 101 class. It's all about brand in the. It's not the 90s. Whatever decade we're in here.
I do have to say this Diesel Lab smells pretty good, though.
It smells better than when I first saw this place.
Hey, you're not going to die of, you know, poisoning from all the carcinogens in the air like the Oak
was. There was
anybody
a time when I couldn't breathe in here.
Hey, you guys want to play I got a live song from Ralph of Jupiter Lander. What song is it?
I think that would be appropriate, I think.
I think so. I think it's the Kingmaker.
Kingmaker?
Have you ever been to Jupiter?
Yeah, it lands there.
Ah!
Isn't that great? Isn't that great slapstick, man?
Woo! Here we go. Here's a song from Jupiter Lander live at Ralph's.
Off Broadway. Where's my cigarette?
Woo!
Jupiter Landing, live at Ralph's.
Lander.
Lander, hey. Like I said, I claimed ignorance on the whole thing. That was Mars Lander at Kirby's. That was recorded next week. This is Phil Leach. I'm with Phil Hunt. We're both with Yahtzee, and we now have J-Sauce here in the studio. We're with G-Sauce.
J-Sauce in the house.
He's got a new CD. Is it out now?
I made a couple copies and sold them around town, but that's about it.
Okay, it's called Possession with Intent.
Yeah.
Intent to what?
Intent to bust. Possession of rhymes with intent to bust.
All right. Well, so do you have any shows coming up?
Well, not right now, not for sure, but we're thinking
work
about
out the band. We got
yeah. Thinking
the
about
band.
You
yeah.
Get a full band.
So I'm trying to get a band behind me. Yeah, exactly.
Ah.
You know, cuz I've been doing stuff on my keyboard and I did some samples and shit like that, but I'm trying to get a whole band so it's, you know, the whole sound.
Does a CD have a full band with you, or is that with keyboards?
What's the name of that band? Survivors on it. Survivors on one song. I just sampled some of that.
The band
Rocky.
Survivor? The
yeah,
Rocky?
The band. Yeah, I just sampled that shit, yeah.
I was just talking about Survivor tonight at supper. So I told Katie I would like a Survivor album for Easter.
Now you can get a Jason
album. I try to get presents for every holiday.
That's a good song. Like Jason and I worked on that, what was that, like, I don't know. Months ago or so?
Yeah, that was wild.
That's
yeah.
A great sound.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger. Then.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger. Yeah. Jay Sauce, Eye of the Tiger, Heart of a Lion. 10 plus in this hip hop game is still flying. You know what I'm saying?
You want to rap over some Jupiter Lander?
Oh, what shit. I don't know. Let's see.
Why don't you throw down that song?
Yeah, it's all good. Go ahead.
What's the name of the song, dude?
It's called Stuck With It.
Stuck with it.
As an I stuck with
by
it.
By J-Sauce.
Is this the one we were
Fargo,
at?
North
yeah.
Dakota.
Oh, this,
yeah.
This is actually recorded at the old Super Special Studio. With
that's
the
right. Yep.
Here we go.
But gas niggas spark shit like bats in the darkness. Oh, shit, oh, watch my mama shoot my daddy with a 38 snub nose. Funny how the time goes. Cause now I'm 26, it was 20 years later. I reminisce on all the shit and how I made my life greater. Do all the buffs and bitch, do all the backstabbing bitch, do all the fuckles and DAs from dope 3 me in my wrist. I throw some dope on the block, they robbed 2 times from the block. I got these classic felonies for possession of rock for sale. $10,000 bail, time in the county jail, designed for a nigga to fail. Still I'm about my mail, got a few stories to tell, I'm on that nigga. I walk the walk and talk the talk and I don't hide, I don't trigger. I used to sing like Michael Jackson till I hit adolescence. Looking myself in ebony, my little sister's in essence. Want a talent show in Texas, seeing the girl is mine. When any street come out, that night came out, I thought it's a rhyme. Moved to Cali after 8 years in the president's state. Moved to Richmond, went to hell, Virginia High with a game. But new kid on the block, but still I battled the seas. Niggas throwing ice grills, but wasn't rattling me. I stuck with it, that's why I'm a ball of black. I stuck with it, that's why I roll a 9-8 lag. I stuck with it, I never let them get me down. I stuck with it, that's why you can't fuck with it. I moved to Sac Town, a.k.a. the Mac Town, gangsta Cadillac Town, where popos crack down, niggas smoking crack now, gone is a straight coat, play a cigarette, slip smoke, and the cat smoke, Louis Vuitton jackets, Gucci bags, and China flats, niggas sporting big ass letters on hats, play with bunny tattoos, rolling deuce in the corner, life expectancy of a nigga, every day getting shorter, man, I was drunk, enjoying the California sun, losing the IT, fight a D, rock stand, and run, DMC, Dana Dane, too short, that's your life, stay protected at school, with a butterfly knife, come on and be a blood, come on and be a crip, come on and be a drug dealer, come on and be a pin. I chose rapping and beatboxing to fill my time. Something about a rhyme and a beat heals my mind. When I look back in time, I can count on 2 hands. All my banging dealing homies who won't breathe again. It could have been me, but I've been shining with gauges. My life is a play, and the streets are the stages. It wasn't written that I was spitting up blood yet, but I could die just like a nigga. So within my pool, I liquor and move a little quicker through the streets and alleyways. Yes, around the corner, I learned that from Cali. They ain't gonna stress any stressing with the Smith and Wesson. Messing with your homie, he might teach your ass a lesson. I stuck with it. That's why I'm a ball of black. I stuck with it. That's why I roll a 9-8 lakh. I stuck with it. Never let him get me down. I stuck with it. That's why you can't fuck with it. I stuck with it. That's why I'm a ball of black. I stuck with it. That's why I roll a 9-8 lakh. I stuck with it. Never let him get me down. I stuck with it. That's why you can't fuck with it. Got kicked out of school. Since a continuation, not for fighting or nothing. Just for lack of participation in school. With the fuck ups and the so-called losers. Teacher didn't care. The principal was a boozer. One thing I liked about school, I made this girl who was cool. I hit her once and then I found out how the world could be cruel. 2 days later she was murdered, I found out on the news. In my heart off, that was pain, and I had nothing to lose. I took the spot with $5, double up, posted up. Had a death wish, cause I stayed when the spot got toasted up. Eventually, I got respect from the high rollers and G's. Sitting on the electric box with my rocks hitting the trees. When the streets came out at night, I wasn't no coward. When most of the dealers went in, I stayed in for sleep hour. Got handed some fake 20s, got guns put in my face. Stuck in the corner with some food, dry sprayed the place. Got my duck shit by the thuggers, got chased by one time. But I did some motherfuckers from the fences I climbed. All my homies was loped out, we all had mail. I was mad at the world and headed for jail. But still I refused to lose despite hard times and blues. Continue writing my rhymes and Papa need new shoes. I stuck with it, that's why I'm a ball of black. I stuck with it, that's why I roll a 9-8 lag. I stuck with it, never let them get me down. I stuck with it, that's why you can't fuck with it. I stuck with it, that's why I'm a ball of black. I stuck with it, that's why I roll a 9-8 lag. I stuck with it, never let them get me down. I stuck with it, that's why you can't fuck with it. What?
Marvin up, Alpha the Chief. We want our life to be fantasy. They hate us, try to fade us and degrade us. But coming up is deep inside of me,
That was Jay Sauce from Possession with Intent. That song was called Stuck With It.
Woo!
With a Survivor sample on
it. Yeah,
there,
I had to
man.
Bring it back. Bring it back from the dead.
I'm actually kind of surprised. I didn't know there was any good bands in Fargo.
Yeah, that's right.
What's going on here? You're actually from Moorhead, right?
I'm actually from Sacramento, California.
Well, that explains that, I guess.
I've been out here like 5 years. Though,
import
it.
The talent.
Yeah. I'm like...
What, Brian?
What? Is CWS still around then?
Actually,
CWS is pretty much like everywhere, you know. We're in your soul, man. Pretty much everybody just kind of split up, so it's just me now, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got my boy out in Salt Lake, so if we ever get a deal, then we're going to hook back up again.
So CWS is like spread out across the country now?
Pretty much. We all coping with stress, but like on the, you know, spread out, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm like the only, like, one of the few rappers in Fargo-Moorhead, you know, and one of the few black people in Fargo-Moorhead, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always the only black person in anywhere, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. It's,
like, you know. Talk about the, I was at the show up in Grand Forks, I went to Tone Loaf.
Oh, yeah.
And Jason's there, and they had a rapping contest, and they got all these stupid-ass kids up there, and they weren't very good, you know, they're pretty bad. And I was looking around, and I'm like, God damn it, Jason's just like yelling all over, and he finally bolts up there, seriously throws down, the whole crowd just loved it. He kicked the crap out of these two kids that were up. The only reason they got any clapping is because they had a bunch of their buddies there. And he got up there with Tone Loc, and I'm not kidding. He was better than Tone Loc. Tone Loc didn't know the fucking words. He just fucked up. He's like, I'm in Grand Forks. Fucking cold. And he brought, like, his roommate and his cousin or something.
Yeah,
like,
somebody. I don't know.
They were totally just like, whatever, here's a trip.
Yeah.
Seriously, Jay Sauce got up there. They had to get him off stage because he was freestyling.
Yeah.
And kicking the crap
I was
out.
Going for mine. They had to pull me off. If they wanted me to stop, they had to pull
so
me off.
It was so funny. Me and Roger and all the guys were up there. Seeing Tone Loc and Jay Sauce kicks the crap out of him on stage, and they had to get him off stage. It was awesome.
It was all good. I got the $100, right, because I won the contest, and then he's like, no, hold up, you're going to rap with Tone Loc. I'm like, what? Oh, shit. So I got up there and started flowing, man, and I couldn't stop. And
that was awesome.
that was the shit. Hell yeah.
That was the best part about the fucking show. We get there, and he played a bunch of his old songs, but he's like, shit. And then singers were trying to jump in and help out, but they didn't know the songs at all. It was fun, though. It was really fun.
Yeah.
So did Tone Loc, like, talk to you after the show or anything?
Nah, I dropped my demo off with the DJ, but I don't know if Tone Loc got it. Okay. So, Tone Loc, if you out there on the internet and shit, and your computer and shit, you know what I'm saying, holler at me. I'm Jay Sauce, I'm in Fargo, you know what I'm saying, or anybody else, because I need a deal. I've been rapping for, like, 10 years and shit. Maybe I'm in the wrong place.
No.
You got the whole fucking market.
You need a different angle for rap music. I mean, who the hell is going to think of Fargo, North Dakota?
I know. Let's go find
like
a rapper. Let's see. What's a good town? Fargo. Yeah, I heard they got some badass rappers out there and shit.
You know, if Tone Loc's playing Grand Forks, he probably doesn't own a computer. The chance of him listening right now is pretty slim.
Damn.
Maybe somebody that knows Tone Loc.
So that could be.
It's been cool, though. We did like about 20 shows, CWS, and I did about 3 or 4 shows around town, rapping with bands. That's what I really want to do is, like, get into that live shit, because I mean, you can only do so much with a keyboard, you know, synthesizer, and it's almost getting played out, you know. So it's ready. I'm ready for the band, big time.
We're trying to throw something together. This hopefully in the next couple, in the next month or so, me and Robin and the guys are going to throw down with Jason. We're going to have a full band.
Yeah, that'd be cool as hell.
Be real fun. While we play, I got a live song from Control D. Control D. It's from the Christmas party that Bessel put on this year, actually.
The Rock and Roll Christmas 99, which Trans Ams weren't invited to play this year.
For some reason.
I wasn't invited.
I think we rocked everyone's ass off too much in 98. And,
I think it had something to do with
that. I think everybody's ass was still sore a year later.
Room is still waiting to get asked to play anywhere.
Thank you.
That was John Smith.
Actually, I heard it was a Lost Nirvana demo.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that for a while, too.
You guys are evil. And that's available on Super Asbestos Records.
That would be
you can find the website at www.superasbestos.com.
That would be ass with one S.
Ass with one S. And for some reason, it's kind of puzzling me that, you know, this is kind of, you know, seen as a Coach and Six thing, but Super Asbestos.
Sure is Bogart in the airplane.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, so anyway, we got to get some props
to
Coach and Six Records.
Bogart.
Who I've heard it through a grapevine. I don't know if it's true or not, but they've got their own domain name, which
yes.
might be in effect soon. Is that true?
It's in effect.
It is in effect.
I was sent a nasty letter today.
Coach N6 with a 6 number, or is it a 6?
No, it's the numeral 6, which is always very confusing with
CoachAndNumeral6.com?
Yes.
Okay. So
a big step into the real world and got their own
name. If you had
name.
Trouble finding this webcast, you know, finding the...
And if you can't find it right now, you'd want to go to www.coachandnumeral6.com. Or if you're smart, you would get there through the Yahtzee site, which is Yahtzee.
www.yahtzee.com. YAHTZEEN.com. Pepsi?
Pepsi. Who's that?
I never heard of Pepsi. Anyway.
You know, back to the Control D.
Yeah, Control D.
More Control D.
How about that? They sound like
hey.
Nirvana.
Who doesn't love a little Control D?
Who likes Nirvana?
You
like Nirvana?
Being the Fargo band hater I am, I actually kind of like Control D. So
I like Control D.
I don't know
D.
if I should admit
I
that.
I think they're great. I like to make fun of the fact that Troy Harris... Sounds a little bit like Kurt Cobain, though.
Yes. So if him and Carl had a child, would it be Kurt Cobain?
Did you see Chicken X? Did you see Chicken X? www.yahtzee.com/ChickenX. I did a competitive record review with Control D and a band called Pea Skunk Willie.
Woo! Pea Skunk Willie.
And, look, Control D won hands down, of course. But, I understand that I got in a little trouble for talking about Pea Skunk Willie on Chicken X in rather unflattering terms. So, I mean, I have to apologize for some of the things I say, but I call him as I see him,
what
you know, and
for?
Yeah,
apologize.
I call him as I see him, and you know, if I don't like something, I'm pretty apt to say I don't like it, you know.
I'm kind of that way too sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
I'm usually pretty nice about
things. I think
things,
people appreciate that more in the long run, you know.
Brian's trying to talk to me, but fortunately for me, I have headphones on and he's not speaking through a mic, so.
Well, look, here comes Justin Tseng in here.
Oh, doesn't
from,
doesn't
Dart
Dustin
Records.
Run Dart Records?
www.yahtzee.com/dart.
Stop plugging any super asbestos. Let's plug. More darn.
Who else has a website that can come
hey,
in here?
Hey, Justin, when's that new Midnight Evils coming out?
End of March.
End of March. He just
but
got the test person.
I want to see Billy or Wim for admitting, for apologizing for what you write. Are you gonna stand by
no,
your
I'm name? I'm not really apologizing. I'm just saying, you know, I'm saying tough tamales there. You know,
no apologies.
Yeah. Okay. I take back any apology
is
I
it,
made.
Is it no apologies a John Smith song?
Well, yeah. Or wait, all apologies.
Oh,
no, wait,
right.
Wait, no.
No. Something like that.
Oh boy.
Well, we've got Bosk in the studio.
AKA Mothmas.
Chad Evislog and. I've confused myself.
Chad Avislog and
Brian
James.
Thank you,
Chad
Roger.
James and Brian Avislog.
Two long-time Fargo scene stalwarts. Stalwarts, is that a word?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
What exactly does stalwarts mean?
What about Doppel? Doesn't he count?
I believe
Lee Jensen.
I believe
he could tell us.
Lee Jensen.
Lee Jensen's the king of large words.
He's actually the only Yahtzeen writer that knows how to spell words over five words. Letters. I'm not, I shouldn't talk.
Well, alright, so what are we going to ask Mothmas?
Well, I think the most important question would be to ask Brian why he bailed out on the Fargo All-Star show about 4 years ago.
The two chumps I was playing with.
You better give a little history to people who might be listening who don't know about Fargo All-Stars.
Well, you know, it was this superstar hipster band. And, you know, he just bailed out right, you know, minutes before the show. And so we just didn't share any of the profits with him that night.
Hey, Kojak was on, baby, all right?
We also made him take out the garbage that night when we got home.
I still got a T-shirt.
Yeah, so Mike Bozeski was also
who
in the band.
Doesn't have a T-shirt?
I stole the coat, symbol on the back.
Really?
He ripped it, too. Dirty laundry.
Why don't you ask another question, Phil? I'm still thinking.
Well, okay, you know, the obvious question I would guess would be, why did you change the name from Bosk to Mothmas? I mean, the whole Bosk thing was going pretty good, I thought.
George Lucas got pretty pissed off about that, because we didn't sing about stuff.
Well, you know,
like what stuff? What stuff in particular?
The galaxy.
Well, you know, I don't know if George is too concerned about it, because last night I was doing a little research on Fargo band name domain names that I could buy to piss Fargo bands off, and Bosk.com was available, which surprised me, because I thought George would probably own that. I almost bought Mothmas, though, but I thought that wouldn't be right.
Don't let that stop you.
So which Star Wars movie did Mothmas appear in?
I believe he's... no, it's Boba Fett's wife.
Oh, okay.
She is a piece
of
work.
She keeps the ship clean.
I hear she's got a nice set of cans.
Fine.
Han Solo really didn't escape. He was sleeping with Mothmas, and Boba Fett got pissed, so he let him go.
Mothmas is actually Doug Mothmas' last name. It's actually his band, and he just called us up and said, "Hey, I'm forming a band. I already got a name." So that's how it was. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yeah.
So it was like a
Star Search.
Did they buy out Bosk with stocks then? Is that how you were merged with?
We're all filthy rich.
So when you first started out, did Mothmas have a larval stage? Was there a, you know, caterpillarus?
Where did my cigarette go?
Something like that.
I was kicked out before it even started. So.
Well, yeah. You know, I hate to bring up anything particularly here, but whatever happened to Eric Godness?
Oh, you know, I
understand he played bass in Mothmas before Chad James.
He actually,
why don't we talk about this?
We can't find him. We don't know what happened.
I believe he was in town. Did anyone see him while he was here? Anyone? Anyone?
Is there any bitter feelings that we can talk about here?
Brian, I'd really like my cigarette back.
No. They used all my damn equipment when they practiced anyway, so...
So you just decided to go all the way.
Pretty much.
All right.
He got the van.
Chad got the van?
Yeah.
Oh, so Chad had a van, therefore. Chad, why did you
want to be in a van?
So then Mothmas might actually be the second Fargo band to really tour past Minneapolis?
We're going out for... Well, not past Minneapolis. Does Grand Forks count?
Duluth count?
I think that would be a step up. Yes, Duluth would be good. Yeah.
Duluth, yeah.
You could always hop a freighter to, like, Cuba or something.
We were supposed to go to Chicago, but Doug's got to find a sugar mama in Florida.
Chicago's overrated.
I've been in Chicago, and the bus station is...
You know who lives in Chicago? Cool. The former staff member of Yahtzeen. That'd be, www.yahtzeen.com. Yes, Andrew Sharon's there.
And you can find his email address, andrew@yahtzeen.com.
If anyone wants to write him a letter.
www.yahtzeen.com.
He's actually filthy rich now. He just bought a condo.
Is he going to give us any money?
I don't think so.
Is he going to give Mothmas any money to go on tour?
No, but... I would bet if they played in Chicago, he would probably be at the show.
Mothmas have a CD coming out, and I'm assuming they'll have an impending world tour.
We're huge in
Yugoslavia. You know, they'll be playing Helsinki and...
They're actually being played in, what the hell's the name of the town? It's in it's Russia, actually.
Russia.
The early mixes of Floyd Matrix is being played, early mixes of Control D, and early mixes of Mothmas, and now I'm going to forget the damn place.
Grozny?
It's Grozny Sneferov.
No, I shouldn't talk about that. That's terrible.
They actually are, though.
Props to the commies.
at any rate, they have an impending world tour, and
with Def
Leppard, and I've completely lost my train of thought.
So you're doing the State Farm tour? State Farm, State Fair. Good God, I really shouldn't be here.
The insurance tour.
I've what's up with the shirt?
It's a good shirt.
Chad's wearing a shirt that says "Between drinks, I dream of being a rock star."
I believe he's quoting someone in the room. I think he's quoting.
Yes, that's so. Right.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yachting.com.
Coaching6.com. Got to throw that in there.
It's all
they haven't been getting enough attention. You know,
I've been really drunk the last 7 years, so
that's horrible.
Dreaming of being a rock star.
Yeah. Between hands. Oh, wait, no, you got Olympia right now. That's not Rams. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Roger, for the Olympia.
Thank you.
Mossos will be fully prepared after a couple more beers to go on.
Actually, we want to play now because we're...
Yeah.
I'm on 10.
Mothmas are the featured artists tonight. They're the ones that are going to be performing live in the Diesel Lab.
They were brave enough to actually show up with Yachting here at the same time.
I'm pretty damn sure it was just to clean this place.
I'm still waiting for Phyllis.
You know, I wish we had phone lines in here.
That would be interesting.
That would be pretty cool because
who's got a cell phone?
Maybe we could get Eric Odness to call.
Hold on, as a disclaimer, I've played outside further than Minneapolis. It's not that great.
Okay.
There's something about
like where exactly?
He was in the band Free Jesse, man. They were huge in China.
Didn't you say something about ugly men and Madison or something? What was the deal there?
Speaking, go over real well.
Speaking of Free Jesse, I believe one of the very first local paying ads in the print version of Yachting involved Free Jesse, I think.
For a 7-inch?
Do you know that?
It was a June Panic ad, I believe, and I think Free Jesse was part of the ad, but I can't remember.
Do you know that Justin of Dart Records, www.yachting.com/dart, and I, our first band, played with Free Jesse in Halleck, Minnesota.
That was an awesome gig.
Do you want to know?
I still talk to Tom about that show because it's so funny.
It was a great gig.
If anyone wants some really incriminating stuff on the Fargo scene, just give me a call at 237-6807 because I have a rare video of the Trans Ams stage diving in their socks at the Halleck High School gymnasium.
I don't know. I think that's someone else.
Yeah. It's classic. Cool. Anyone who wants a copy of that, just give me a call.
To a Metallica cover band. I believe had a Danzig cover as well.
Chad, if you give me that video, it could be upstreaming on Yachting shortly.
I will do that.
I would gladly make that the first streaming video.
I'll make the plug. www.yachting.com.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to plug that.
We already made several of those.
I'm blessed for that.
Thanks.
No,
thanks.
No, let's give another plug to Coaching6, the numeral 6.com, who have...
graciously asked us to be hosts.
Graciously.
I believe...
They just couldn't find anyone else.
Kind of a last pick thing going on.
Yeah.
So anyway,
apparently, Jim Shaw had already picked up a job over at KVRR.
Everybody's got dirt on it.
And Eddie Schultz is too controversial.
Actually, we got a song from Below from a record that never came
actually,
out.
I have
and,
one more
you
question.
You can find
for
out about Below at www.hardrocksociety.com.
Which that site has no association at all with Yachting.
www.yachting.com.
Actually, though, Chad, does your brother bartend up at the
Sportsman's Lodge?
Yes.
He did.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Last time I was up at Ballard's, which is close to the Sportsman's Lodge, it was pointed out to me by Matt.
Matt? Who's Matt?
Oh, crap. He works with me. Well, he knew it was
your
brother.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Did you tip him?
No. Well, I don't know. We might have. We weren't... I don't drink, so I obviously didn't tip anyone.
Did you... Another interesting bit of trivia.
Well, actually, I'm going to the Sportsman's Lodge this weekend, so I was, yes, but I guess he doesn't bartend there.
He was
so.
a hockey star there.
Really?
Up in that northern area.
Yes. I go up there every year.
Another interesting bit of this, inbred scene we've got here is Ryan graduated, or well, he was in the same class as Justin and I, who are in this room right now. He didn't graduate in the class of 94 of Halleck, Minnesota, but he graduated. Where did Ryan graduate?
Warroad,
Minnesota, which is a big hockey town. And Chad graduated 2 or 3 years before.
91.
Chad graduated from Halleck High School, or Kitson Central High School, whatever you want to call it.
I lettered in high school hockey and scored the only goal on myself that year as the goalie.
Wow.
That is impressive.
So, inbred scene, Fargo, North Dakota.
Also,
he's a hawker.
My only non-existent record label was the first thing to put out the Trans Am's first record, along with Meat Records.
Well,
so
little
history for you. Remember that, huh?
Hey, if you want any copies, we've got a few hundred copies in the back room. I think we're just going to give them away.
So,
yeah.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
How many John Smith singles are left?
Not a whole lot, actually.
Really?
Actually, that's on the
Did some get lost in the mail?
No. No, no, John Smith is doing fine.
Winter.
Actually, Routine, the Bosch one, is almost out. There's only like 10 copies. But John Smith, there's plenty of.
Really?
You know, Bill and Aaron filled us with all this shit about how the Trans Am sold so well. And then when Jim got all the inventory, I was like, you mean we didn't sell any records?
it was definitely damaging.
Yeah, I was kind of like, a little bit. Yeah, I guess we sold, we probably sold a fair amount in Fargo, North Dakota.
Your parents got a couple copies and cousins.
Yeah.
I think, is there anyone here that has a copy?
I do.
No, you got.
I've got one.
Free.
Five band members.
Free copies don't count, so anyone in a Fargo band can't say they have a copy.
We did get a few good reviews in certain places.
In Yahtzee?
My parents have the Trans Am and Standard Records in their bedroom hanging
out.
Yeah.
That's maybe a little too much information.
Yeah,
I keep roping a whole. New
they gotta take them off the wall when I get ready.
Well, roping wasn't on this.
Oh, that's right.
on the Super Asbestos's new or upcoming CD, which has been upcoming for well over a year.
Does the
so when's your tour going down?
You're talking to the band that actually did tour.
Who let Justin in here?
He's
no, I'm just kidding. No, you're
so
sitting with me.
You just logged in.
I know.
Taking Boston.
Do you have on the superasbestos.com site? Do you have any streaming MP3 stuff yet? There.
Not yet. No.
Okay. Well, then I was going to plug you, but if you'd like to hear most of the Meat Records catalog, you can hear it at yahtzee.com.
Really?
It's actually all working now.
And then you can go to superasbestos.com
and buy
order
them. Yeah.
The actual Meat Records.
And
catalog.
See all the work that Amy did as.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Amy Hendrickson has been on staff for a while. She's doing all of her graphic design. She did the website.
She won't talk on the radio.
Version 15 of the Super Asbestos website went live.
We just got an offer from webmaster Phil Leach to redesign and do number 5? I think the fifth design.
Fifth time's a charm.
There's always so much animation on there. It's kind of nice to see a kind of plain old website now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really plain
with
old. With way too much dynamic HTML.
Yes.
Yes.
Talk to Bjorn Christensen.
Are you listening, Bjorn? It's too much dynamic HTML.
Geek Talk?
Is this
Geek Talk now? Oh, excellent. Oh, this is my show now.
Who here owns a bug?
Who owns a bug?
With an Apple sticker.
I own a bug with a matching iMac at home. I picked up that iMac at Sears, which is where Justin works.
From Dart
and
Records?
Justin
www.yahtzee.com/dart.
Boy.
We've got about probably 10 minutes, and we're going to have Mothmas go on. If you guys want, we can play a song from Below, and then come back with Mothmas. All right,
let's check out those long hairs in Below.
It's probably about time for some music.
So are those
those long hairs, oh, God.
Are any of the long
if I see a member of Below someday, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Shane, if you're out there, Shane Bertrand, this is Phil Hunt, 476-08.
No, okay.
That would be 555. 5555.
We get paid for, acting like jerks here.
Just remember that the drummer's also in Sons of Poseidon, and he'll fire a bottle rocket out of his ass directly.
You know, I heard they've got a song on the X Games.
Yeah, they do. And he also fires he fires bottle rockets out of his ass on stage, and there's a nunchuck show.
So
ooh,
does he get any slivers? You know, I've always wondered about those sticks on bottle rockets.
Say, I don't know how this came up, but I'd just like to give a little advertising space to UnkZine.
Oh,
they're now online, too. It's at unkcollective.org.
Why did you say that closer to the mic, Brian, so everyone
UnkZine is why America doesn't work.
Woo! Well, we're going to go to a Below song. This is off of, they actually broke up recently. So
Unk did?
Are you supposed to say this as Below, or are you supposed to say
Below? It's more like Below.
I thought it was Bello.
Bello Lugosi's dead.
And he owes me money.
Oh, and time.
We're here at Off Broadway, which is off Main tonight. In the Super Asbestos Diesel Lab Studio Conglomerate. Recently, Warner Brothers tried to buy him out, but I guess it didn't work.
No, it was actually DreamWorks.
DreamWorks,
it's also known as Ryan Anderson's Scene Unity Incorporated.
Scene Unity, Straight Edge. Huh!
Hey, wait, yeah. did he put that Sean and I stuff up yet?
I don't know. Ryan, why don't you write something on the Yacht Scene comment board right now about it?
It was great. Right after the show in Grand Forks, I got home and emailed Ryan, and simultaneously he was putting a note up on Sean and I's site about graphic design. It was great.
Graphic design. I am going to graduate from graphic design school.
He talks about graphic design more than I talked about Yacht Scene.
Which is a lot.
That's quite a lot.
And, you know.
Hey, you know, I'm getting old, and it's my only connection to the scene anymore. I'm just grasping at straws here. Anything to get me into the shows I don't go to anymore for free is good for me.
Well, I'm sure Ryan will put something about us on the homepage right now.
It's probably there as we're talking.
About how we're making fun of his graphic...
His graphic design.
Quotation mark. Graphic design career.
Next thing you know, he'll own a black Jetta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, you go to school for be a graphic designer, and you think you can do whatever you want.
And you think you can tell people that JPEGs won't work for a CD cover?
Well, you know, that is not a...
I was at the...
I would have...
Nah, website last
time. I would have to agree that using JPEGs for a CD cover, that's a bad idea.
Well... You know, you, on the other hand...
See, the whole idea with JPEGs is it compresses the image, so it throws away parts of the image it doesn't feel necessary.
Could it not be kind of cool if you did it right to use a JPEG for a...
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm kind of wondering if maybe the Lost Trans Am CD that we're going to... that Asbestos will put out is going to...
incorporate JPEGs into the
incorporate
artwork?
JPEGs. Hmm. I don't know. I guess I'll have to ask Ryan first. Ryan at yachtzine.com.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it sounds like Mothness.
He's going to be playing.
Formerly Bosk, formerly Standard, formerly Chad James something or other.
You like to
Submarine.
Phil Leach.
Hey, Submarine.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Good.
Submarine was the first Fargo band.
Hey, you guys know why... You know why Phil Leach likes rave music better than rock and roll? Because it's the closest thing you can get to watching little girls be promiscuous without writing a porno.
Brian. If you only knew.
Eat it, brother. Eat it.
Say, Chad.
Yes.
Did you one time send a really scathing letter to Yacht Scene about the scene?
Yes.
Yes. That was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Did you print it ever?
Yes. You don't remember?
I think I do remember.
It was like issue 3 or something.
Pretty pissed off about stuff.
It was a very, very pissed off letter.
I remember a letter from Chad James.
The very pissed off letter?
Well, it was pissed off, but it had something to do with Nazi skinheads.
I think so.
Is that the one?
I believe so.
You know, I think you probably have a right to be upset over Nazi skinheads.
Yes, especially if you could easily be confused for one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Don't hit me.
Oh, man.
You better ask him to start so he doesn't come in here.
Phil Leach is going to lock himself in here now while I'm watching.
After we're done, there's going to be a rumble.
I'm just hoping
that new fucking bug you got?
Yeah.
Oh.
What? What are you going to poop on?
We're going to cut that shit.
Are you ready?
I guess we're getting
like
the green light to go here.
This is... Super Asbestos recording artist, Mothness.
Hey, Phil, if you feel like singing, come on up anytime.
Ooh, can we do Madonna songs?
This set... David Geffen, we want money. That's you.
Get off the carpet,
Chad. Yep, carpet.
Shit. Thank you.
actually quit going to Rouse because I know Moffus plays there.
Not even get a guitar.
And I knew I'd be hosting the show tonight, so I wanted a fresh, open mind as to Moffus.
So this is probably only the second time I've ever heard them.
You've been staying away from Rouse for the sole purpose.
The sole purpose so I could enjoy Mothmas even more.
You've been staying away from Rouse for like 8 years.
I know. I knew this day would come. I knew that the day would come that I could come.
Aplace.com.
I think we're getting ready. This is Coach and Six. Are they ready to go? Take it away, boys.
You guys like stuff?
This is the first song.
So, Jazz Odyssey.
Jazz Odyssey.
Welcome to the neighbors.
Song's called 9 tons of pig iron.
Ass iron.
This is the first song.
Jazz Odyssey.
Jazz Odyssey.
Welcome to the neighbors.
Song's called 9 tons of pig iron.
Ass iron.
Thank you.
like Ray Rouse. Phil, for
nothing
making our night wonderful, and the other Phil for making our night more beautiful. This is our last song, the only reason we're playing it, and we haven't practiced it in probably
a decade.
Probably like, what did you say, Tom? 5 months. We're only playing it because Roger likes it. And, it's his song.
Love song, One Day Later, BD Day.
Most of all, Jim, for putting all his time into this and making it real. Without him, it wouldn't work. So, buy his records.
All four of you.
And a beer.
And a beer. You ready for drinks a lot?
What, Yahtzee? What, Yahtzee? What, Yahtzee? What, Yahtzee?
Go.
Thank you.
You know, we should probably ask Mothmas the Yahtzee and Five sometime tonight.
I think we should.
That would probably be good. Of course,
I have talked to Mothmas about doing a actual Yahtzee interview, like
really?
Yeah.
Well, they still got to do the Five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's got to.
They'll
do
the Five.
They can do that before they go back on, or
Whenever. Whenever.
We should probably get them before there's any alcohol involved.
Just that would might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, Caterpillar Rush.
Hey, all you Mothmas kids up there.
Hey, Asmus.
Asmus. Boss, can you get...
Asmus, get your Moth in here.
Get all the members of Boss in here.
I saw Chad just walk right by the door here.
Chad James.
How's the Fargo family tree going on?
Actually, after Ryan put up the rather scathing request for people to get off their asses,
sure.
I guess
I
we've
thought
got
we
some,
had in our rider, you know, that
we've got some
that,
good feedback
we
on
could
that.
Drink uninterrupted in the bathroom and not be interrupted by this.
Only if you urinate on each other later on the toilet can.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble with the band again.
People love that stuff.
I'm actually their official roadie, too, so I get yelled at a lot.
Hey.
What?
Hey, wait a second. I put out your fucking
Jim,
record.
What kind of label you running? You're the roadie, too? Jesus Christ.
We don't make a whole lot of money, so I'm also a slave to Control D and Mothmas and the Seahorse on tour.
Why don't you get a job, Jim?
The trick is...
Dad,
you're
a goddamn bum.
See, the trick, Jim, is with Yahtzee, see, I actually don't do any work there anymore.
I heard that.
I take all the credit. If it wasn't for me, there'd be no scene in Fargo.
Should we begin the Yahtzee 5 with Mothmas?
Why don't you guys get in here on the mic here?
Yes, there's a huge rave scene in Fargo.
Huge rave.
Say, can we plug another site that's just
plug
kind of...
Plug everyone.
I'd like to plug RedRiverRising.com. It's the little rave community here in town.
Goddamn.
No, we don't want to plug
it's actually
don't
a...
Don't praise the machine.
It's a pretty... it's a nice...
Don't praise the machine.
Brian? I'll talk about Hall if you don't be quiet.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Fargo All Star.
Didn't you sing in Hall? Wasn't that the deal?
Oh, he sang Valentine.
Actually, I thought Bozeski sang everything.
He did.
Any?
Hey, I think we have a member of Kinky.
Oh.
No, wait. Who do we got?
Where's that cigarette?
We've got members of Kinky, Einstein, Cattle Drive, and...
Actually, I think we've got the entire Fargo Band family tree somewhere in the studio.
Is it time to play the Moo Bob stuff? I've got...
Oh, good God.
I don't know.
It's not.
What's the black one? Yeah. We got the one black scenester here. Yeah.
The entire rap scene is in here.
It's okay. He's Norwegian, too.
The black Norwegian.
Black and Norwegian. The only black Norwegian in America.
All right.
So this Norwegian walks into a baby seal.
So anyway, we should probably ask the Yahtzee 5 to Mothmas.
Actually, the longer we can keep them from playing their instruments again, the better.
I know, we're not in, you know, vroom or nothing like that.
Vroom. Baby.
Nobody's got as much
style as vroom.
Yeah.
That would be vroom.com.
Yeah,
we're here with phil.com, phil2.com, brian.com, and chad.com of mothmas.com. JSauce.com here, too.
JSauce.com.
Justin.com is in the house. Huh?
I have a rap name.
Fuckthat.com.
The day that...
I bet you that's taken.
Fuck that.com probably taken.
It's probably worth a look, no matter what's there on that URL.
Jupiterlander.org.
Jupiterland. MarsLanding.org. .gov. Now, that... Yahtzee.gov. Whoa.
MC Softwhite in the house.
MC Softwhite dot gov.
We also got DJ Oz Shit on the mic. What's up?
DJ Oz
shit!
Say, Phil. Yeah. You know, we could get this interview up on the site tomorrow, too, if someone took notes while we did it.
Well,
do you want an audio clip? Do you want I'll just give you a CD of it.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
That's Jim.com.
So the first...
Thankyou.com.
What would the first question be, Phil?
I believe the first question. Are you guys ready?
Phil,
okay.
One.
Remember, you have three lifelines.
Keep in mind, he drives a brand new Beetle.
You have three lifelines.
That matches.
It's silver, and he's got a matching iMac. On the dash.
On the dash.
With a cell phone.
With GPS.
Okay. Let's see.
No, that's a lesson.
They probably know the questions, but probably not. They probably don't read it. But if you guys were to remake a movie, any movie, what movie would it be? And what roles would you be in the movie? Now, you remember, you all have to have the same answer.
What is it?
We can't have three answers here. Just one, please. One.
It would be the Cherry 6000.
Okay.
Tom would be the robot. It's the girl who... it's a movie about a factory full of sex dolls that... and there's no women left in the world. It's just men. And this one guy is searching for a real woman. And at the end, he finds her, and that's Brian. So Tom...
All right.
Tom gets ousted, and I find Brian, and that's the movie. We've
Excellent.
Tom.com.
Is that your final answer? Would you like to use a lifeline?
Is this Moffitt's gay manifesto right now? What's going on? Barbarella.
No, that's final answer.
What's the second question, Phil?
Okay,
who's your favorite supermodel?
No, there's
pizza.
Something else before that.
No, that's the fourth
pizza,
question.
Pizza, supermodel,
it's the
website.
Supermodel question. Who is your favorite supermodel?
Who's your favorite hat?
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Do you have a website that we can promote?
Yes. shortoutofworkblackkids.com.
Jay Sauce, a Norwegian black man.
Jay Sauce is Brian's favorite supermodel. To the other members of the band.
What are you doing later?
Is that your final answer? Jay Sauce, I think the band all agrees. Okay.
Hey, whoop, there it is.
I think the second question we probably know the answer to. These guys don't look bright enough to have a website.
Whoa!
Actually, the answer to that question is no band I've ever been kicked out of has ever made it big. So you got one up on me, Phil.
Okay. Have we ever been in a band together?
No, Got It Tyler.
Right, you and... Yeah. Yes, it was me and you and Got It Tyler, right?
No.
Haven't you been...
Well, we do mirror Got It Tyler.
That's true.
Mike Kunkka, if you're listening, you owe me a lot of money. Because if I hadn't quit, you'd still be playing in a shitty band in Fargo. Oh, right. You kicked me out, didn't you? I don't know.
Okay, after the supermodel question, what do we got?
That would be the ever...
So
oh, wait.
Far, I can only think of four questions here.
Which one's missing? No, the website's three. Yes. What kind of pizza
supermodel
would you guys
website?
Be?
Whoa.
Oh,
yeah, what supermodel website have you guys paid a subscription to?
We don't have to.
Right.
That's
oh,
fucking good
you guys, right, you guys don't know how to use computers.
What
the fuck is this
if
guy?
If you could be a pizza, what
they are so mad at me.
half cheese, one-fourth sun-dried tomatoes, and one-fourth pepperoni and sausage.
Okay, with blood on it.
That sounds pretty good. What kind of crust?
You know, cheese and or Canadian bacon are the lowest common denominators in pizza.
You know, Phil, we weren't asking you the question.
I was just saying, you know, any band that answers cheese or Canadian bacon is just like gay.
If you'd like to see Phil's answers to the Yacht Scene 5, go to www.yachtscene.com/staff3. That would be numeral 3 / Phil2.html.
You know the.
I know every single address of every page on that site.
All right.
If you'd like to see pictures of my brother and sister, they're cute. Go to www.yachtscene.com/dude.
Dude?
Yes.
And see why America doesn't.
You know, I've never even seen that.
It's hidden. It's password protected. It's $5 a month to be a member to that part of it.
Get pictures of your brother and sister.
Yes. The final. What's the last question?
We've only asked three questions.
No, we asked four. They're not paying attention to us.
I haven't been paying attention.
What's the last question? Who knows the... Oh, the last question? No.
Last question is, what vice does
oh.
the band all take part in?
Do we have time for this?
That's pretty
Start the list.
What vice do you all take part in together?
Jenga.
Chronic ass scrubbing.
Chronic ass scrubbing.
Can you say that on internet radio?
Oh, yeah,
you can say
it.
You can say,
this is
the internet. The last.
Hey,
the last.
Hey, does this computer come with internet?
This is the last stand of freedom of speech in the whole United States.
Props to the homie.
What vice do we share?
Yeah.
Yes, as a band.
Can't believe you even
we all three have been known to fall asleep masturbating with our dick in our hand and get caught.
All right.
Wow. Brian, when we were living together, were you beating off in there?
What's that?
Nothing.
Go.
So do you leave the porno
you know
tape in the VCR? As
this
well?
Is just never live with Brian because he makes you sleep in the closet.
Hey, jerk ass.
I was given a closet to live in.
It was the nicest fucking room.
Yeah, it had a door to outside.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was.
If there was a fire, I would have died. You would have been.
That was great.
Hey, remember we threw all our garbage out? Oh, you moved out before that.
Yeah, I moved out. That was a death trap.
The hood and the neighbors. Next
the
door.
Hood.
Were
oh
you in
man.
When there was a fire in the basement. The
no,
next door
no.
Jerk ass kid started a fire in the basement.
Yeah.
Went over.
Oh wait, I was. I think I was there. Yeah. Yeah.
Just opened the basement door. A bunch of smoke coming out.
Boy, I was just wild in those days. Yeah.
Like
that one night, me and Randy, we went to, like in the middle of the night, we went to the casino. He doesn't even remember. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
You said all those wicked, crazy videos about piercings and
whatnot. No, see, he's completely confused.
Shooting star.
This is kind of like sitting in on.
If anyone in Fargo is listening to this, bring us beer. What's the address here?
It'd
be
South 27th Street.
I'm leaving now.
Go to Tubs of Fun. We're right next to Tubs of Fun. Bring us some hands.
Say, hey.
Just
leave
that
Tubs of Fun and we'll go
I'm
pick
try-
it up.
I actually, I
can we work out
ask.
A cross promotion with Tubs of Fun?
I actually talked to them. They do 24-hour tub delivery for some reason. So if there's any booty calls out there right now and you want
to
get, you know.
It would be really nice to do one of these from a tub.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
They actually do 24-hour tub delivery.
We should talk to Tubs of Fun about doing a sponsorship. We could do the radio show from a Tub of Fun.
24 hours, if we could find the number, maybe they'd do
Wow, do they? Is there a tubsoffun.com?
Probably.
I'm sure it is, but it might be a porno site.
It might be.
They're all pornos.
Jugs of Fun, Justin says.
Or yeah. Maybe Tons of Fun.
I know.
Why doesn't somebody go to tonsofun.com, Ryan, and why don't you leave a message on the Yahtzee
comment board?
The Yahtzee comment board. And,
Jupiter
like, tell us what you found.
Over the last beer. If you guys have any comments or anything, you can email us at zespy@yahoo.com. Email me so we can adjust the show to your pleasure.
So Yahtzee
all
can...
fucking three, yeah.
Actually, there's a very convenient feedback form on yahtzee.com if you have any.
I think Jim is getting at the fact that he wants to
yes,
know.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Okay.
I'm lonely. Any ladies out there?
Jim.
No plug in my.
All right, no plugging
want,
Jim's.
If you want, go ahead. It's Zespy at Yahoo. I'm ready for all the ladies.
Wait a minute.
I'm ready right now.
Your email address is at Yahoo?
Yeah.
And keep in mind that
you have a domain name and
Justin
you don't have...
Justin just wrote a column about getting
hey,
dumb.
Hey, we're working on it.
And, you know, he's on the prowl.
Justin?
For the ladies.
Yes, Justin.
Ladies love cool Justin, you know.